6 p.m. on May 16th, and I'm Paul Ashton, Chair of the Peace Plates Board, calling the meeting to order. We're going to start with a board member roll call. Paul Ashton, Chair, present.
Morgan Kane, member present.
Bobby Strang, member present.
And on the phone?
Jeff Tignor, present.
All right. I believe you said Kurt was joining by phone, but we'll see. Either way, we have a quorum. Is there any members of the public here today? No, so we can...
Part of the family.
Yeah, I know.
Well,
Elodie
Hutner.
Yes. Do we need to have a public comment period?
Not from
okay. I'm just checking. With that, if we want to review the minutes from the March 21st board meeting, we can go ahead and do that and hopefully approve those. So let's take a few minutes to look over those.
Everyone's just reading over or reviewing the minutes from last meeting.
Yeah. Is there a motion to approve the minutes as presented?
I'll move to approve the minutes.
Is there a second?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
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 All right, with that, we can move on to old business.
There is no old business.
Oh, well then we can move on to the agency report or, yeah.
Very good. Thank you, Mr. Chair. I will begin with the agency report. There are four critical issues that I want to update the board on. The first one is I want to apprise you that our complaint intake has leveled off. It is still about a good 80% higher than it was over the last couple of years, but it looks like at least over this last reporting period since our last meeting that the increase has leveled off, even though the final number is still high, and we'll be talking about that in a little bit more detail on when we talk about the statistics, and I'll ask Mona to talk about it more. But as a result of that, the council has, in the council's budget, they have given us one extra FTE investigator position. It's a level 9 entry-level investigator. Council on Tuesday had its first vote. It has to have two votes to approve the budget. Its first vote, our position has gone through. So I'm pretty confident that it'll be going through on the second vote, and that would be starting in fiscal year 20, which is October 1st, when we'd be eligible to start hiring for that position. The other thing I want to alert the board to with respect to the council is, and the budget, is that also on Tuesday, the council had a first vote and approved $150,000 to OPC and the board for us to conduct an independent review of the MPD's Narcotics and Specialized Investigation Division. This was something that came up at the last minute. It's not something that we asked for. I became aware of it when I got a phone call from the council member's office saying, could you take a look at this draft amendment to the budget? Because we're going to have a vote on it in 2 days. And that's how it came up here. We had no input on it, just so everyone was aware of that. But we are being handed it to us to take care of. And our plan tentatively to conduct this review is to bring in an outside consultant, because obviously we do not have the internal staff, and that's the council's intent. Also, and as we get deeper into it, and once it's finalized.
Hi, this is Kurt.
Hi, Kurt. We're just going through the agenda, and we're on the agency report.
Okay.
Hello, Kurt. So I'm talking now about the item 2 and the critical issues update that was emailed to you. The review that the council wants us to do on the Narcotics and Special Investigations Division. We had some input on the legislation, in particular, and again, I'll get into more detail in later meetings, but once it's approved, but the legislation calls us for us to do a review of all of the subdivisions and the division itself. Subdivisions could include the gun recovery unit primarily, in addition to complaints and other, and the organization itself. We asked the council, and they did add a couple of provisions to make sure that if the police department is required to cooperate with everything that we do, or anyone, any consultants that we hire. And we had a provision added on FOIA so that we will not be inundated by the news media and any members of the public for FOIA requests as we do the review of NSDI, that all FOIA requests will be directed to our favorite partner, MPD, who has their own FOIA office and who is actually the custodian of the original records anyway that we'll be accumulating and reviewing. So those were two important provisions that they added that I think will protect us and allow us to do, concentrate on actually doing a good report rather than on all the operational aspects of doing something like this. So a lot more to come on that. But I fully expect that it's going to be approved and that we'll be working on it, and it'll be a little extra project for us in the office. The third item, a critical issue, is that today they finished painting in our office. So we have a few other little things to finish up, something in our conference room, which is why we're in here today. As you might have noticed, we're missing a lobby room receptionist desk.
I did see that.
A few other minor things, but... Rochelle's been working very hard on getting this whole thing organized. It's only taken 2 years to get to this point to the D.C. government and what's the GSA version? DGS here. DGS government, who really is the project manager for this, on paper at least. So here we are. We're very happy. We got new offices. Accommodate for some future expansion, and people are happy with the new lighting and HVAC, and we're all happy. We have much better quarters than MPD headquarters right now. And actually, we had much better quarters than them before, too.
Not difficult to do.
And then the fourth thing and last critical issue I wanted to make sure everyone was aware of was we had communication from the council committee regarding us taking jurisdiction of all complaints for special police officers in the district. It came up as a result of some news media attention and a couple of high-profile complaints or incidents that occurred. One involved the death of an individual at the hands of a special police officer at one of the hospitals, I believe is where it happened. I'm not sure. And then there was a couple other high-profile incidents. So we have been contacted about looking at whether we will be given jurisdiction of that. We have very preliminary talks. I don't anticipate anything happening this year on it. There are a lot of operational complications to it. The more we talk about it, the more we think about it, the more complications come up, just by way of the way it's organized. Everything from contractual agreements to the organization of it to different implications with MPD and the different agencies that handle it. So I think the council really was ready to fly on this initially. They were ready to move until they started talking probably to MPD and to us. And, there was a study done by the IG's office a few years ago that Michelle was involved in about the organization of SPOs and issues there, and we revived that study, and Rochelle sent it back to them for review, and then they came to the realization, I think, that this is not something we can do in a week, if we can do it at all.
Not a small undertaking, yeah.
So I'm looking at it as something I hold for now, and I don't know if it's going to come back up or not. If it does, it's going to take a great deal of negotiation and work on it. And one of the main stumbling blocks for our end of it is we will have to have a greatly increased staff, I would anticipate, because there are, by how many SPOs are there by some
primarily counts? Contracted 15,000.
Yeah. And there's probably at least 7,000 that hold current commissions by the district. So that's quite a different caseload. So that's why it's listed under critical incidents or updates, critical issues.
80% increase, 80% increase.
Yeah.
I mean, that
would
be.
So.
How many times MPD, right?
Because MPD is like right under 4,000, right? It would be, yeah.
It's like 5 times.
GLAA and we're trained is working
right.
on legislation yeah. that will be going before judiciary. And they're talking about bundling it. I'll have more details. So there is a possibility they plan to move faster than they've indicated. Because they haven't told us what they're going to bundle our legislation with yet.
The SBO issue? Are you talking about
no,
SBO?
She's...
Yes. I'm not talking... What I'm... My organization, GLAA, is trying to get past is different.
What is it?
I'd rather not go into that
sorry.
Yet. Because we are still negotiating the details with the Judiciary Committee. But they indicated they might bundle what we're doing with other stuff.
Right.
But they haven't shared with us what that other stuff is. So based on what you're sharing, I think there's a distinct possibility they could be planning to move faster than they've indicated.
Okay, that's good to know.
If I hear anything, I'll let you know.
All right, I appreciate that. We'll see how it goes. And we do have a good working relationship with the council and the committee oversees us and that would be responsible for the legislation, so I would expect that we would continue that and we'd be informed of any movement forward, and if there is something important, I'll certainly inform the board about it as we go forward. Does anybody have any questions about the critical issues part of the report? I didn't think so. The next thing I wanted to mention was under outreach. The only thing I want to mention under that is you'll see several outreach events at ANC meetings.
Mm-hmm.
So that was our spring summer project. Is Nikisha Cleveland, our outreach specialist, has reached out to all of the ANCs, really all of them that responded, and we've got 15 or 20 of them now. I don't know what the number is up to. At least 15 or 20 meetings scheduled with different ANCs through the next several months. And we have different staff members volunteering in, and Nikisha's handling a lot of them. But that's our outreach project that I think is going to help a lot in reaching communities directly.
Is there a I'm assuming there's a presentation or PowerPoint that's given at these meetings?
Yes, she's got a very short one organized. I mean, they only, you know how that works. They only give us like 5 minutes.
The ANC meetings, they're serious about their agendas.
Yeah, yeah. So, you know, most of the time, from so far, she's not even using PowerPoints.
Okay.
It's a very quick presentation and question and answer period. So, just the main purpose is to alert people that here we are, and we do exist, and here's what we do. So that's a very good project that I think you want to be aware of. Internship activities, seated immediately to my right is Connor Kane, a junior at the University of Michigan. We started his internship yesterday?
Monday,
and he's still here after the third day. And there we have some other interns, too, that are starting. He's the only one that could make it tonight, so how do you like it so far?
Great.
All right, good. Good answer. That's the right answer.
How do you like the University of Michigan?
I love it.
Okay.
What's your major?
Public policy.
Good. All right.
It's all on the record.
Right.
They're publicly available recorded minutes.
You're not famous.
Okay, now I'm going to skip forward to the training, item 7, training comps, other activities, because this has been an item of interest in the news media this week, and that's the last item, the protest activities at the Venezuelan embassy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So we did have some contact with people that were involved in the protests, and we on Friday we did send the 2 investigators over there to monitor the event for a short period of time, because we had some information. We did not have a complaint, but we had information that there was that MPD was involved in some of the activities. So the monitors that we sent over there did not observe MPD involved in any of the activities there. They were there purely an observer status. So we did not file a report or report further on it because there was a negative report. There was nothing to report. It was primarily federal law enforcement that was involved in actually interacting with them, at least from our observations. And since we did not receive a complaint after that, a formal complaint from the people that had contacted us, we've taken no action. And then as of today, I think the problem is solved because the eviction has been accomplished for the last four people that were in there. So, and I assume the MPD presence is, and all police presence is over there now. I don't know, but since there's nobody inside there. So I just want to look to that. We did take action as soon as we were aware of it, and we have nothing further to report on that. Dismissal schedule. Paul is lucky enough to be on the schedule for the next period starting next week. And now we're on the last page, investigation status. Mona, could you give us a synopsis?
Yes. So we, as Mike mentioned, our complaints received has actually gone down probably about 1% from last year. But again, last year's numbers were up 80% from the prior year. So we're holding steady, basically. We're not continuing to increase, but we're pretty much holding steady as from where we were last year, pretty consistently. I think that's the only real highlight. We're, keeping up for the most part. We had, especially where decisions and policy trainings are pretty steady. We have a lot more decisions kind of pending or getting ready to go, cases going to the complaint examiner. So, but our policy trainings are pretty much caught up. I think MPD is only working on maybe three or four right now. I think that's it. We're just, is there any questions about the stats?
I don't have this embedded in your brain. But I'm just curious, out of the 137 for referred to MPD, how many, on average, how many of those, or what percentage would you say are the 90-day?
Very few. It's mostly jurisdiction. Yeah. There's not a lot of 90 days. I would say probably under 20%. That's when I looked at it. Mostly jurisdiction.
And since the summer's coming up, and we all know that, as a criminologist, right, we all know that it's
a... I'll send you a July one.
A busier and interesting time, right? I'm just curious, traditionally, have we seen a fluctuation?
You know, we used to see more complaints in the summer, pretty much just because people are out, there's more interaction. But I think when we looked last year, it wasn't as drastic.
Yeah.
It was more consistently throughout the entire year.
The
last two summers. And so before that, though, there was a big increase. So or enough of an increase that it showed. Where last year and I guess the last 2 years, it hasn't been much. And so far this year, it's pretty steady too. So I don't know if that, also coincides with, online complaints, so it doesn't really matter. You don't have to, leave your house, as much or whatever. I'm not sure why, but that has changed. It has leveled out over the last 2 years, so that's interesting. Because I don't know that crime has leveled off. But, we'll see what this summer shows. But I can also send, I know last summer you asked for to send statistics in July. I'm happy to do that again this year. Just so that you guys are kind of still getting this the bi-monthly statistics. Would you like that?
I'm assuming we're not meeting in July.
Oh.
I'm just kidding.
Yes, I was.
That is on the new business.
Oh, okay. That was my assumption, but if that's not the case. Either way, I'll do July statistics. Yes. How's that?
That sounds
regardless
perfect
of whether we meet. Okay.
Yeah. Send everything to the agency report.
That completes the agency report.
Do you have any new business?
I have new business. We need to set the next meeting date. Typically and traditionally and customarily, the board does not meet in July, and that would make our next meeting date September 19th. I wanted to confirm with the board that that was appropriate and everyone was in agreement with that.
Are there any objections to not meeting in July?
No.
No. No objection.
No. Did you say objection?
No, Kirk said
here.
Oh.
No. No objections. Okay. Then that sounds good. We can set the next meeting date to be September 19th, I believe you said.
Yes.
6 p.m.
And that's all on the new business.
Anything else for the good of the order?
What was the next meeting date?
September 19th, 6 p.m.
And I did the dismissal schedule into October just to compensate, so it went well into past the new next meeting date.
But this does go back. We would like to receive the stats for July.
Okay, yes, I can do that.
Just so we can keep on top of stuff.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Right. With that, is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Bobby seconds. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. With that, the meeting is adjourned at 6:21.
Oh, you guys are good.
No, that's not.